It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. And we are honored and pleasured to have one of the great singers and performers, Alex Sharp, joining us today on the weekday wake up. Alex, hello. Thank you so much for your time. How are you today?
I'm very well, Duke. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Alex is going to be performing at the Afton Ford Theater on Saturday, February 17th. Alex, a former member of that great group, Celtic Woman. Alex, let's get to know you a little bit. Of course, Irish born. Tell us about yourself and how you became one of the great singers that you are.
Well, first of all, Irish people are very resistant to any praise. So I don't know if I put myself in the great category, but certainly love music and love singing. I grew up in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, and started singing from a fairly young age, from about 9 or 10. Turned professional when I was 19, but actually started out singing in a school choir because my older brother, who's just a year older than me, told me that if I joined the school choir that I would get a half a day on a Friday out of school lessons. So I said, sign me up. And to my surprise, I just loved it and realized, at least my mom realized, I had a singing voice and loved being on stage, felt very at home on stage, which was quite ironic seeing as I was a very shy kid. So yeah, I grew up and kind of, I suppose, got my legs performing in Ireland, and then like I say, turned professional at 19, went to an open audition for a production of The Wizard of Oz, which was being held in one of the professional main theatres in Dublin, and then went on, when I was 27, left Ireland, went to London and did a lot of shows there, Les Miserables, and then the original member of the musical The Beautiful Game, and spent a lot of years, you know, over there and doing concert work. And then in 2008, got a call from David Downes, who was the composer and arranger and kind of brainchild behind Celtic Woman. And I'd worked with David many years prior to that, when we were kind of in the infancy of our professional careers. Came on board with Celtic Woman, thought it was just going to be one stint, one little short tour to fill in for Lisa Kelly, and ended up staying for 3 years and going back sporadically throughout the year. So that's how kind of, I suppose, the American audience would know me through Celtic Woman touring and PBS. And now I've had the opportunity to come back quite a lot as a soloist since leaving the group. So I guess that's the short story.
No, it's fantastic. And what a career has been. And with all the places that you've performed over your career, the big stadiums and the great venues, there's got to be something special about coming back to a small town in the middle of nowhere that nobody's heard about and performing in front of a small community theater. Speak to that a little bit, if you could, about performing in those venues.
Yeah, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. It was a fantastic opportunity to, as part of Celtic Woman, to play in some of these iconic places like Radio City Hall, Red Rocks, and, you know, they speak for themselves because of the history of just legendary musicians and artists they've had there. But there's something very, very special about going to these smaller regional theatres. There's just a wonderful intimacy. And it's, you know, it's a smaller group of people. So I get a chance to meet people after the show, whereas the meet and greets with Celtic Woman were rushed and you couldn't get to meet a whole audience. Whereas this is just, it's just got a really special, intimate feeling. I don't know how else to say it. And it really feels like the audience are part of the show. There's an opportunity to just interact with them more during the show. And it's just a very different and a very special experience. It's a bit like having a very, very big living room and you're able to perform in a space like that. And like I say, it's very special. It's different. And I just get to kind of connect more with an audience. These larger theatres, your audience can feel so far away from you. And it's hard to kind of feel you're connecting on a personal level. So this is just a wonderful opportunity. And of course, the likes of Celtic Woman don't really stop in the smaller cities, you know. So we get an opportunity, at least I get an opportunity as a former Celtic Woman to kind of bring a little bit of the Celtic Woman music, you know, that some of those fans would know of, but might not get the opportunity to see a live show. And then I guess, again, I get to also cover a lot of different kind of other music, like Fleetwood Mac or the Beatles or Don McLean or John Denver, with sometimes a little bit of a Celtic style to them, but at least there's stuff that they know very well. And so it's a nice kind of like all-rounded experience, I think, for people coming to see the show. And we have fabulous musicians on stage. I'm very lucky to have a fabulous band here from Cache Valley that I've been working with since October.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's a real treat. It's a treat for me.
That's fantastic. And that was my next question, is what should people expect when they come to this concert on Saturday night? Sounds like you're going to have a band on stage with you and a great style of variations of music.
Yeah, a real, real span of different music. Like I say, some real kind of evergreen classics that they'll know. Especially, we've kind of put a little bit of a different program in to what I did in October and January. We've put in kind of a little bit more of love songs, but plenty of upbeat stuff. And you know, like I say, some of those classic evergreens by John Denver and Don McLean, and a fabulous bunch of seven musicians on stage. So it's by no means, you know, a small band, and they've all got such an incredible wealth of experience, you know, themselves. So I'm really lucky to have them, and of course I feel the audience are very blessed to have them as well. So we're bringing together a lot of different talents, and like I say, it's we've got some of the Celtic Woman tunes that they will recognize, and hopefully, you know, it might even appeal to the younger generation. We had quite a good few younger generation in at the shows in October, and I was very curious to see if they enjoyed the show. So I had a good chat with the younger ones after the show, and they really enjoyed it. I said, "Were you bored?" And they went, "No."
Oh, that's fantastic. Alex Schar performing live in concert at the Afton Ford Theater this Saturday, February 17th. Tickets available now at saltriverarts.com. That's saltriverarts.com, 7 o'clock at the Ford Theater. Alex, absolutely appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We can't wait to see you perform live here in Star Valley.
Likewise. Really looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.